Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning we're going to look at another better thing God has provided, and that is a better country. In Hebrews chapter 11, start in verse 13, it says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." And so here we see, but now they desire a better country. And I just use Abraham for an example. God told Abraham to leave Ur of Chaldees and to go into a country that he did not know of. And we can read of it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 10. It says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Isn't that what we are seeking for, a better country? But you know, in order to get to that better country, our life needs to portray that we are seeking a better country. You know, it says in verse 13 here that they saw the promise, they received the promises, having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them. You know, we need to see the promise of Jesus Christ has made the promise to us to give us eternal life. And then it says they confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You know, there's many people in this world today who profess they're seeking a better country, but they're not professing that they're strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You know, they disobey the commandments of God. You know, we read here in Hebrews 11, verse 8, it says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed." He obeyed, and he went. You know, when we are born again and when we enter into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to obey his word. And we confess that we are strangers and pilgrims. You know, we live differently than the rest of the world does. We live a holy life. You know, a life that is free from sin. We obey the commandments of Jesus Christ. We deny the flesh. We take up the cross and follow Jesus into whatever he calls us to. And it says, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. So this morning, are you truly seeking a better country? You know, as God speaks to you, are you obeying? Does your life confess that you are a stranger and pilgrim on this earth? That's a sign that you are seeking a better country. You know, we go to Hebrews chapter 10. You know, it talks about enduring. Hebrews 10:32, it says, "But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used." You know, you're willing to suffer for Christ's sake. Then it says, for ye had compassion on me in my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance, a better country. So does your life portray, you know, when people first get born again, you know, a lot of them go through much suffering, get separated from family and get cut off by family, and they even lose their businesses. And but yet, as life goes on, they get into a routine and they fall back in to their old ways. And it says, call to remembrance of former days in which after you were illuminated and you endured a great fight of afflictions. You know, continue in that. That's a sign that you are seeking for a better country. And Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of rewards. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. We all want to receive the promise. So just this morning, are you seeking a better country? Are you enduring the great fight of afflictions and holding on by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Thank you for listening this morning, and I pray that you are seeking for a better country. Heavenly Father, I do ask this morning that you would just help us to plainly declare that we are seeking a country by confessing that we are strangers and pilgrims on this earth and not falling into the snares of the enemy. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.